Yerushalmi Masters corresponding to Bavli Bechoyres Daf Gimel. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Ve'ezi chotzer shei chayevus ha'masus. Which type of courtyard obligates completed produce and masus as if they've been brought into the house? Ve'bishmol oimer chotzer hatsuis she'akelim nishmaran b'seicha. Ve'bishmol says if it's like a courtyard in Sur where the contents are protected by a guard at the entrance. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Kol she'echad poseach ve'echad noel patur. Rabbi Kiva says, if, for example, the courtyard contains two houses, and when one person opens, the other person objects and closes, and vice versa, it's not considered protected, and it's exempt. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Kol she'ein adam boish me'le'echol b'soicha chayeves. Rabbi Nechemya says, if a person would not be embarrassed to eat there, it's obligated. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol she'nichnas la ve'ein oimer ma'atam avakesh b'soicha patur. Rabbi Yossi says, if when a stranger enters, nobody asks him what he's doing there, then it's exempt. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shtei Chatzeiros Zu Lifnei Mizu, HaPnimis Chayeves VaChitzoneh Patur. Rabbi Yehuda says, if there are two courtyards, one within the other, the inner one is obligated and the outer one is exempt. Hagagois Paturim, Af Al Pi Shehein Shel Chotzer Chayeves. Roofs are exempt even though they belong to a courtyard that does obligate. Beis Shav Achzadu Amapethes Hari Elu Kachotzer Im Chayeves Chayavim Vim Patur Paturin. A gatehouse, a portico or a balcony are like the courtyard, and if it obligates, they too obligate. Hatzrifim v'habugnin v'haliktiyos paturim. A cone-shaped hut, a bugnin, which is a field storage room, and a shed are exempt. Sukkas genoisa af apishu yesh barechayim v'tarnagoylim paturim. Huts of genoisa, even though they contain millstones and roosters, which were usually kept in private courtyards, they are exempt. Sukkas ayotzim apnimis chayeves v'achitzoyne patur. A potter's hut, the inner room obligates, and the outer room exempts. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol She'ein Diras Achama V'Diras HaGashamim Patura. Rabbi Yossi says, anything which is not dwelled in both in the summer and the winter is exempt. Sukkos HaChag B'Chag, Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev V'Chachomim Patrim. Sukkos used on the festival of Sukkos, Rabbi Yehuda obligates and the Chachomim exempt. And the Gemara says, Ezehi Chotzer. The Mishnah asks, which type of Chotzer, which type of courtyard? Tani Rabbi Shmuel, Kol She'ashoyim Yoshev Al Pitzcha V'Meshamer. Rabbi Shmuel says in a Braisa, wherever a guard sits at the entrance, to guard it. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman, b'shem Rabbi Yonason, kulohim bin abayis, lomdu bayis toivol dvatoira, tichsivit should say, bi'alti hakodesh min abayis. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that all of these definitions are learned from the Torah obligating a house, as the Pasuk says in Devarim, perek chof vav, Pasuk yud gimel, I have removed the holy portion from the house. The Chacham decreed that anything that resembles a house also obligates. Shimon kaimi Rabbi Yochanan, amaloin, Halacha kedivrei kulhoin lahachmir. Shimon said to the students of the Beis Medrash in front of Rabbi Yochanan that the halacha follows the stringent views of all of the Tanaim in the Mishnah. V'lamalei aminan le mishmei deleisei milsa Rabbi Yochanan pliga al milsa. Why didn't Shimon explicitly say this in the name of Rabbi Yochanan? So that they wouldn't question him from the later statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Tani, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar oimer, Mishim Rabbi Kiva, kol she'echad poseach ve'echad noyel, pato, b'shnei shutrin, loy b'shnei diurim. The Tosefta says that Rav Shimon ben Elazar says in the name of Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva's statement in the Mishnah that if, for example, the courtyard contains two houses, when one person opens, the other person objects and closes, and vice versa, it's not considered protected and it's exempt, it applies to two owners but not to two tenants. Ma ben shutuf, ma ben dior, v'shem sh'ashutuf memacher, kach adior memacher. What's the difference, asked the Gemara? Surely both owners and tenants are able to protest. Rav Yonah answers, it's discussing an owner that rented out one of the houses. The owner can protest the tenant, but not vice versa. Therefore, the courtyard is considered protected by the owner and obligates the maaser. Alea Shimon Koim Rav Yochanan Halacha Kub Shimon Ben Elazar to Rav Akiva. Concerning this brisa, Shimon said to the students of the Beis Medrash in front of Rav Yochanan that the halacha follows Rav Shimon Ben Elazar in the name of Rav Akiva, that if the courtyard has two owners, it's not considered protected and is exempt. Rav Yonah, Amar Ze'ira, Rav Imi, Trayon, B'Shem Rav Yochanan, Halacha Kub Shimon, Ben Elazar, to Rav Akiva. Rav Yonah said that Ze'iri and Rav Imi both cited from Rav Yochanan that the halacha follows Rav Shimon Ben Elazar in the name of Rav Akiva. Am Rav Imi, Hoy Rav Yochanan, Be'elein, Debei Rav Imi, Halacha Kub Shimon, Ben Elazar, to Rav Akiva. And Rav Imi says that Rav Yochanan ruled to the students of the house of Rav Imi in this way as well. Rabun Barchia boy koin Rabbi Zeira, ma bar Rabbi Yehuda lahoisef al divrei Akiva Rabbi. Rabbi Bun Barchia asked Rabbi Zeira, what's Rabbi Yehuda adding to Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah? Amalai leiklum, Rabbi Zeira said back to Rabbi Manchia, nothing. He just related it as he'd heard it from Rabbi Akiva. Amablaza lagag he must nisa. Rav Lazar says that when the Mishnah taught that roofs are exempt, it's even when the roof is completely surrounded by the courtyard. Well, the Gemara asked the question, why didn't it become tevel when it was brought there through the courtyard? The Gemara answered that the Mishnah could follow Rabbi Yossi by Rabbi Yehuda at the beginning of this perek, but since his intent when he took it through the courtyard was to eat it on the roof, it didn't become tevel. And even if it follows Rabbi there, it's different here, as he originally planned to take it to his roof to dry, so it wasn't yet complete when he took it through his courtyard. Amrav Avin v'hushia he begag arba al arba, ma habayis ena tevel ad jehe boi arba al arba al arba, af agag ena poiter ad jehe boi arba al arba. Rabban says that roofs are exempt only when they measure at least 4x4 amos. Just as a house only causes tevel when it's at least 4x4, so to a roof only exempts from that size. The Tani, Ba'ashe Ein Ba'arba Amos Alaba Amos, Potom and a Mezuzah, Una Ma'ake, Una Eruv, Reina Tevel, Lamasus, Rein Oisin Oisei Chibo Le'ir, Ba'noidim and Abayef Mutter Le'shev Boy, Rein Oisin Loi Arba Amos Lifnei Pisroi, Rein Samis Be'yevel, Rein Oi Matam Benagoyim, Rein Abalim Choizim Olav, Me'ochi Melchoma. And we support this from our Brisa here, a house that does not measure 4x4 Amos. The following dilemma applies: it's exempt from mezuzah, it's exempt from building a fence around its roof, it's exempt from contributing food towards an eruv, and from obligating maasos. It cannot be used to extend the limits of a city to join it with another city. One who vows against benefiting from houses may dwell in it. It doesn't receive an area of 4 amos in the front of it in a courtyard. If it was sold, the seller doesn't lose his right to redeem it after a year, and if he didn't redeem it, it returns to him in Yovel, and the owner would not return from the battlefront if he hadn't yet inaugurated it. The Mishnah taught that a burgenin, which is a field storeroom, is exempt from maasos. Well, the Gemara asked, does this even apply to its owner? B'madatani beis sefer or beis talmud tovlin la sefer, you should say, la Mishnah avaloi la achirim hada'amma shein tovlin la baal ha-burgenin. The Brisa says, as an answer to the question, a house used to teach children Tanakh, Mishnah or Talmud obligates the teacher, but not others that transfer their fruit there. This shows that a burgenin obligates the owner, but not others. Rebbe Oimer Abba Amos, Afal Pi She'ein Sham Abba Defonis. Rebbe says that a 4x4 Amma house obligates the masses even if it doesn't have 4 walls. Rebbe Shimon Oimer Abba Defonis, Afal Pi She'ein Sham Abba Amos. Rebbe Shimon says it's when the house has 4 walls, even without being 4x4 Amos. Rebbe Yossi should say Oimer Abba Amos, Ve Abba Defonis. Rebbe Yossi says it must have 4x4 Amos area and have 4 walls. V'chein Hayah Rebbe Yehuda Mechayev Mezuzah, and Rebbe Yehuda says the same for the obligation of Mezuzah as he did in our Mishnah about Masa that Sukkos used in the festival obligate. V'stavad Rebbe Yehuda Yoidil Elein Rabbonon Elein Rabbonon La Yoidin La Rebbe Yehuda Afa Pishu Yesh Sham Arba Amos V'Arba Defonos Shu Potem La Mezuzah V'Ein Atovel La Masas. It's logical to say that Rebbe Yehuda agrees with Rabbonon that a house must be 4x4 and have 4 walls to obligate, but not vice versa, as Rabbonon would not say that a Sukkos on the festival obligates in Mezuzah and Maaseh.